Hello, welcome to The Oswald Gamer. I'm your host, Rob, and in this video, me and the Twitch chat have decided that you, our humble YouTube watcher and also podcast listener, and me need to have a discussion about the new game format coming out from Games Workshop called Spearhead. Now, today, Games Workshop have just released a video where they started to talk about their new game format, Spearhead. They have said that it is a simple, modular game that's very fast to play. They've quoted as it being under an hour to be able to achieve a match. It's very simple to pick up, and you'll be able to play those games really quickly, which is interesting because I think that this is potentially an incredibly exciting format. Just going to put my flag in the ground straight away. I'm not going to ask you the question and be like, I wonder what I think, and then I'll answer it later or never answer. I think straight off the bat, it could be an incredible way to play miniatures, especially in a setting that you really like. And let's talk about that for a moment. One of the things that I've always advocated for on The Honest Wargamer is that games and armies should be easy to pick up and play. As an example, I made a video on how to paint minis quite quickly. People seem to respond to that quite nicely. And I've always advocated for people playing smaller skirmish games like you'll see from things like Star Wars Shatterpoint, which you have to buy a very limited amount of models to be able to purchase and play. And that's where, as a first point, we have a pro for what Spearhead could well be. Here you can see an example of the Cities of Sigmar Spearhead box that's already on sale. And it's got a Lord Cavalier Marshal, some Steel Helms, a unit of Frigo Cavaliers, and it's got an Iron Weld Great Cannon. And roughly this costs about £130-140 from Games Workshop directly, but you do get it at a discount price of £85. So already it's a massive financial saving. In addition, which is, I think, again, pretty cool, one of the really great things about this box set is that it just gives you a jump-off point. I think one of the things that is really, really difficult as a new player into the hobby is that you don't know what to buy. The first thing that happens is you get into a game and you're like, okay, cool, I would really like to buy the minis for this game, but you're like, I need to learn what a force organization chart is. I need to work out how many characters I need. What's a battle line? What's the core units I need to buy, right? And then this defeats that. This absolutely just destroys that as a concept and is like, hey, you'd like to start playing Age of Sigmar. Here's a format. There's a box. I personally think that that's a great pitch. Absolutely great pitch for new players or even existing players. We're going to touch on new players for a bit at the moment. And we have some existing Spearhead boxes, Cities of Sigmar one is out, Stormcast Eternals one is out, and also a Fleshy Quartz one is out. So I think, for me personally, I think this is a really great shout for newer players and onboarding newer players. And I could see, especially in clubs with your 40k friends who are bored of standing behind L-shaped terrain, wanting to play a game with much cooler than minis than 40k, actually deciding, do you know what, it's time to jump into Age of Sigmar, and this being the game that you can onboard them into. Similarly, Age of Sigmar at the moment doesn't scale very well. As an example, I get asked this question a lot and have done over all of Age of Sigmar 3. Rob, what points value should I get new players to play at? And I think one of the problems that we've seen is that Age of Sigmar scales really badly, down to 500 points or 1,000 points. I also put a vent pack out there for everyone playing Age of Sigmar at 1,000 points, which had pretty heavy comp to try to deal with that problem, and even ran a couple of 1,000-person tournaments here at the TSN Arena in Nottingham, specifically so that people could engage in smaller point format games. But I think generally what I see from new players entering the hobby or even local communities moving on to a new game is they've ended up being like, we're all going to play 1,000 points. We're going to play 500 points. We've just seen that from the old world. Old world people have been like, well, let's start with our 750-point game. And unsurprisingly, a dragon is quite good and there's not enough units to deal with a dragon. In this, I can see that this kind of defeats that scale problem. So instead of having to design a game, the main game, if you will, the 2,000-point match play game, that works really well at different points values, and instead you have an exciting, interesting, and straight away easy format to play. Now, I'm going to caveat a lot of this in a minute with oh, they've done this before and it hasn't gone well. But I'm going to start with, and I'm still going to conclude with, I'm actually really excited for the format. So we'll keep going. So I think this is good. I think this defeats the problem of scalability in Age of Sigmar, which is a problem to this day. It's been a problem in all of their games, and this gives a new format. Let's talk about the format, because the format is something I'm quite excited about. The format, they said, is about an hour-long game. This is actually really, really exciting. I, as a tournament organizer, I run lots of events. I'm about to run like 13 in a row. I really like the idea of being able to offer a different type of format for players to play. I've also said that the most watchable style of like war game would probably be one that didn't have as many models, but that was more repeatable. So instead of having to play a 2-3 hour game, which sometimes might conclude only an hour and a half in, you might not get to the end of. Having a game that you can play 5 games at in a 1-dayer versus a 2-dayer means that you get more repetitions with your army, you get more moments for great combats and all these other things. So a more condensed game experience, but being able to be more playable over time, might be something that many people are very excited about. As a TO, I'm excited about potentially being able to put events on like that, as a tournament organizer, because that's a fun little investment. Also, one of the things I've always had feedback, and I would love you to leave in the comments below and also in the Twitch chat, I've also had many times people have said, hey, Rob, I really can't ever take 2 days away. I have family, I have work commitments, I have other stuff. And a 1-dayer is just something that's more applicable to me and my lifestyle. And therefore, being able to give someone an event which is able to run over the course of a single day, but it feels like a complete experience, is awesome. And if it works, could be something that I think would work really, really well. Also, because of the number of repetitions that you're able to get in, you can just get good longer. One of the problems with some of the major war games is you have to establish the terrain. You have to go through a very slow process to get enough reps in. One of the other things, so that's in an event space. And I think that that means that you sometimes don't learn enough about how to play as you go through it. Now, one of the other things is that time-wise, the large games, 40K and Age of Sigmar, you know, Horus Heresy as well, Old World, one of the major problems is that they're not that good as an evening casual week game. As an example, it's a Thursday night, I finish work at 5 or 6 o'clock, I want to go meet my friends and play a game, I have to travel to where we're going to play. We then set up our board, set out the terrain, start to play our game. Even under a tournament parameter, that would take 3 hours. That's going to start putting us towards late into the evening. And some people just don't have the time to do that. Also, when I'm socializing and playing a game with my friend, I'm really, really excited to be socializing with my friend. And the game sometimes is secondary in some ways. I like to conclude the game though and play the game. Therefore, I would say that a quicker format, an hour long, would mean that I could go over to my friend's house, have some dinner, or they come to mine, have some dinner. And then you could play your game, play a couple of games even in an evening, and then be able to like leave for the day. And I personally think that that's actually like another huge pitch for what Spearhead could be. Lastly, let's also talk about modeling, because I think modeling is also like that final element of the game, which I think is key. Some people are hobby butterflies. It takes a certain mindset, and if you are one of the people who are watching this who are of that mindset, it takes a certain mindset to want to paint 30 ghouls, 40 ghouls, 60 ghouls, 120 goblins. It takes a lot of emotional willpower to paint the trim on 60 Chaos Warriors. And some people just can't do it. Some people see it as a massive barrier. The other thing with these Spearhead boxes is that they are achievable hobby projects that you can add to later on, which is nice, meaning it can scale into the main game. But also, you know, you get to just experiment with, you know, an actual event gamer or commission painter will be able to paint one of these in, you know, a weekend. This is a quick, easy project, which is nice, I think. And it gives you a real, or for some people, this is a huge project, but nowhere near as daunting as a full 2,000 point army. It also means that if you're new to the hobby, you buy the box, paint the minis, and then, you know, you're gaming much faster than if you were to try to do 2,000 points fully painted. The problem that I can foresee, and I'd like to just start this with, before the rules are out, before the announcement is out, before we see what it's like, or we see the balance, pros or cons, or if the game is even enjoyable to play, I'd like to say that all of the things that I've talked about so far have been what I think are pros, probably. And therefore, I am excited and very, very hopeful for what this project could be. Ultimately, I think it's a great idea. Now, this is where we unfortunately get to the rub, in that it's an idea that they've already done. And we've had that in 40K, and that is Combat Patrol. Combat Patrol, when it was released, was pretty much the same pitch. And the game was very unbalanced. Many of the armies didn't work overly well against each other. Similarly, you ended up with, because of that, it not really picking up the momentum that it required to be an event game, or even really picked up the momentum to even be a casual game that people talked out amongst themselves. Now, there's a couple of great reasons for this. Is this because, effectively, content creators knew that their bread and butter would be 2,000-point, you know, battle reports, 2,000-point match play games, 2,000-point, like, live streams of tournaments? You know, we just came from Adepticon, where Wargames Live, who make great 40K content, have, you know, they were streaming to, like, nearly 2,000 people watching match play 2,000-point games. There were no Combat Patrol events, and especially live stream ones. And so the real question you've got to ask yourself is why it didn't pick up that momentum. Why it didn't, what happened in that space to not make that an encouraged game? And that's also a much larger community. 40K is a much bigger game than Age of Sigmar. Age of Sigmar is still a very big game, but it's a much bigger game. And so there wasn't enough, you know, quote unquote, casual people to really pick up on that and start to play it. Nor did the tournament players or the event players, who are the people who play the game, that's an important part, did they pick up the game and start playing either? So the real question is why? I don't know. And also, you know, truth bombs to the side, it really wasn't put together that well. As people who've reviewed the game have said, it was a great marketing tool, but not actually a great product. I'm very hopeful that that's not true of Spearhead. That's my point. I'm very hopeful that that's not the case with Spearhead, and Spearhead actually ends up being the thing that we want it to be. But even if it was the thing it wanted it to be, am I going to play the 2,000-point match play games with my friends and at events, or am I going to play Spearhead? It's a great question. I don't know. You know, is there a way to integrate the two formats? Again, we're not sure at the moment. And I don't know right now. But I know that it has a lot of pros and one major con. And I'd like to know what you all think about that. I'd like to know what you're feeling, what you're thinking, all those other things. Because we're going to have to do a lot of Age of Sigmar 4 content, a lot of Age of Sigmar kind of like look-ins in the future. And we're going to have lots of discussions. And I'm really excited to build a really positive, but also analytical community that can just have honest and frank conversations. And I think all of these are pros, but potentially it might just be rubbish. It's the real con that we might all have to deal with in the future. The real Spearhead, as they say, is the friends we made along the way. Thanks everyone on the Ultimate Gamer Twitch, you for watching, everyone on the podcast for listening, and thank you to everyone on the Ultimate Gamer Patreon, where we have a really active Patreon community on a Discord, and we talk about all these things all the time. I'm going to go set up a new Spearhead channel right now. New Spearhead channel. Probably be a ghost town. But we'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening.